The Bachelor by Andrew Palmer. Read by Ian Wood. At prep school, Berryman was gawky, sickly, small, ashamed of his intelligence and academic ability, shy, uncertain, superior, retreating, greedy for achievement and praise. He was frequently bullied. He had acne and dandruff and terrible eyesight, and often worried his hair was falling out, an anxiety that would last his entire life, though he died with plenty of hair on his head. He read widely, but a preoccupation with grades seems to have outweighed any incipient literary passion. He wanted badly to excel at sports, but when he played hockey, he could barely see the puck. His classmates made fun of him for the protective goggles he had to wear over his already thick glasses. And he couldn't play football without getting hurt. Gashed forehead, twisted knee, bruised and bloody nose. He was a fast runner, though, at least at short distances. At a track meet in June 1929, he came in third out of 25 in the 50-yard dash. "This may not seem good to you," he wrote his mother, "but I'm proud of it. Not a single one laughed at me when I ran yesterday."